This past Sunday marked the first day women in Saudi Arabia were allowed to drive. The lift on the ban comes nearly 30 years after women first took to the streets of Riyadh to protest the rule. It's among a series of reforms under the young Saudi crown prince Mohammed bin Salman. Saudi women, however, must still adhere to a strict dress code. They can't buy property without permission from men, and men and women are often separated by law in public. But for many women, finally being able to drive is an incremental and exciting step towards equality.
Hello, this is Jihan, joining you from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, with my sisters here.
Hey, this is Ilaf
and Ilham.
Jihan Al-Mahmoud is 29, and Sunday was her first time behind the wheel in her home city. She sat down to talk with her younger sisters, Ilaf and Ilham, both 19, to talk about what the change means to them all.
So let's start by talking about how we feel about the women driving ban lift. Ilham?
Well, I want to start off by saying that the changes that are happening are good and positive for a relatively young country. And the great thing about women driving isn't only that it makes us equal to men in our right to drive, but it also changes the society's opinion on gender roles. Like, before women driving was allowed, some men would say to women in their family that it is a woman's chore to do the dishes because men had to drive them wherever they needed to be, which really doesn't make any sense because it wasn't our choice as women to not drive and it's not something we liked. But now that women are allowed to drive, those men can't use that excuse anymore.
Now, for me, I think it's a historic moment. It's truly a euphoric sense of freedom to be able to go out, get things done, and come back home, all independent from any restrictions and inconveniences. Now, women can finally enjoy the basic right to drive themselves to work, to school, to run basic errands, to function normally as a contributing member of society. It's definitely a step forward. All right, so now let's talk a little bit about the first time you've heard about the ban lift. Ilaf, do you have something to say about the first time you've heard about it?
I was extremely happy and excited, just as many other citizens. And I seriously didn't see any of that coming anytime soon.
What about you, Ilham?
It just didn't feel real to me at that day. until 24th of June, when I saw some women driving, and they just looked so powerful in the driver's seat, and I felt so empowered as a young female in Saudi Arabia.
Now let's hear about what some women actually in Saudi Arabia did to kind of encourage other women to drive. My sister Ilaf here made a very pretty and colorful sign.
So I made a banner to encourage women driving that says they see your role and they love it, instead of hating, because that's more encouraging, I guess. And a bunch of colorful stickers of cars and female sign. And also the date in Hijri, which is the Islamic calendar, which is 10-10-14-39. Because it's more special 10-10, you know.
All right, so now my sisters have a few questions for me. Let's start with Ilham.
Yeah, so Jihan, how did you feel when you first drove in Saudi Arabia?
Wow. It was such a freeing and empowering feeling to be able to actually be in the same streets that I used to be, but not behind a steering wheel, actually, but behind a driver in the back seat. But now I'm actually in control. I take myself from one place into another. It's an incredible feeling. I honestly can't describe it. And I'm so, so happy and excited.
Tell me, Jihan, can every woman drive?
That is actually a really big question. Now, in terms of the regulations, like by law, both men and women have the exact same right when it comes to driving, when it comes to being issued driver's license. But unfortunately, the truth remains that some families will have their own cultural restrictions on their daughters, maybe not allowing them to drive, maybe saying that it's not the right time right now for them to go out and drive. These are things that we need to be aware of, but hopefully at some point these things will actually change and improve.
Our thanks to Jihan, Ilaf, and Ilham for sharing their conversations with us. And you can see a couple photos on thetakeaway.org.